Hello, here's a breakdown of the news you've just heard here on Emechev Radio.
So Burkina Faso wants to bring back the death penalty.
It was abolished in 2018, but the military government is thinking about reinstating it.
Kind of a big step backwards.
It is, especially considering the last execution there was way back in 1988.
According to Amnesty International, it was for an attempted coup.
Four leaders were executed.
And now they're talking about bringing it back.
The justice minister hinted at it after Parliament passed a community service bill.
Seems like a strange juxtaposition.
Yeah, and it looks like it's part of the current head of state's plan.
Captain Ibrahim Traoré, remember him? Seized power in a coup in 2022.
He also wants to extend military rule for another 5 years, even though he promised to restore civilian government.
And don't forget the bill they passed to ban homosexuality.
It seems like they're going in a pretty regressive direction.
Definitely concerning.
And it's against the trend in a lot of Africa.
Amnesty International says other countries are actually moving to abolish the death penalty.
Kenya, Zimbabwe, and Gambia are all taking steps to get rid of it completely.
It's a really mixed picture across the continent.
Speaking of mixed, how about some good news? Did you hear about the Amberjohn Cocktail Week? No, what's that about? It's a drinks festival in Ivory Coast, highlighting local flavors and trying to change perceptions of alcohol made in the region.
There's this guy, Alexander Quest-Bede, who's like a local celebrity mixologist.
He got recognized on the street and asked for an autograph. That's awesome. Good for him.
Anything else catching your eye today? Well, in sports news, Chelsea and Arsenal drew 1-1 in the Premier League.
Always a big match.
Big rivalry, for sure.
And what's happening in the world of tech? Oh, Elon Musk?
He's basically become Donald Trump's shadow vice president.
Wow, that's quite a statement.
Yeah, apparently Musk was right there with Trump at Mar-a-Lago during the election results.
He's become super close to Trump?
It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
Well, thanks for the updates.